You know, fraud, waste, and abuse is a very significant area, and this is one way we can save an awful lot of money for the government.
Does anybody know how much the government loses each year because of fraud?
I doubt that anybody really knows. They do talk about improper payments tied into fraud, waste, and abuse. It would be about $125 billion, but I'm not sure that anybody knows that that's all fraud. But whether it's fraud or it's waste or it's abuse, it's money that we could use it for the taxpayers that we just don't have because it's going to the wrong people for the wrong items.
So what are some of the highlights of the program going on right now?
Well, the program will start at 8 o'clock. One of the highlights is that we have developed a fraud tool kit that we put online that is going to permit governments and agencies to use this toolkit to root out fraud, waste, and abuse. This is the first time anybody has done anything like this, and it's a combined for the federal, state, and local folks, which is really one of the more significant things, one of the things that AGA is always involved in with this intergovernmental cooperation.
And you have someone talking about, I saw on the program, how to detect lies when people are speaking. That's pretty interesting.
We're going to have a lady tomorrow morning who will be Pamela Meyer, who will be talking about lie spotting. And you know, this is one of the tools that most auditors are going to be involved with looking at anyway in terms of whether people are actually telling you the truth.